H. Rittenhouse not guilty. As to the second count of the information, Richard McGinnis, we the jury find the defendant Kyle H. Rittenhouse not guilty. As to the third count of the information, unknown male, we the jury find the defendant Kyle H. Rittenhouse not guilty. As to the fourth count of the information, Anthony Huber, we the jury find the defendant Kyle H. Rittenhouse not guilty. As to the fifth count of the information, Gage Grosskreutz, we the jury find the defendant Kyle H. Rittenhouse not guilty.
Members of the jury, are these your unanimous verdicts? Is there anyone who does not agree with the verdicts as read? No. Would you wish the jury polled?
No.
Okay. Okay, folks, your job is done, and we started just about 3 weeks ago. And I told you it could last 2 weeks and 2 days. This is 3 weeks. You were a wonderful jury to work with. You were punctual. You were attentive.
Okay, so that's the video of his ruling and him breaking down when hearing that he was not guilty. This is Kyle Rittenhouse's case. Okay, so these are the charges Kyle Rittenhouse was found not guilty of: intentional homicide, reckless homicide, attempted homicide, two times endangering safety. The judge dismissed a charge for possessing a weapon as a minor, which legal experts said was the most likely conviction. So the experts, the judges, the lawyers, the social commentators, the news, everyone's saying that they got this case right. And then Twitter, Black Lives Matter, are outraged at this decision. Can't have an emotional reaction to it. We got to look at the legal reasons why he was not guilty and what legal standards or precedent he had to do what he did. What gave him the legal right to do what he did? Who knows? I got to look into the case. I wasn't following the trial, so I'm not going to get up here and be outraged by the verdict of the trial. I don't know the details. I'm just giving y'all the news of what happened and his reaction to, you know, getting the verdict. Other than that, we have nothing here. I'm going to do a live stream later when I get some more details. Other than that, let's get to the next story. Drake and Kanye West squashed the beef. All right, so there's this video circulating around after Kanye West did his apology with alongside Jay Prince. Jay Prince was standing next to Kanye while he did his apology to Drake. And now you see Kanye West at Drake's mansion party with Dave Chappelle and other notable celebrities. So let's get into this video. All right, so they had, you know, long-standing issues, but they squashed the problem. Yeah, nothing more to say here. No real perspective here. I didn't really actually care about the Kanye West Drake issue. Didn't stop the music that they were putting out, so it is what it is. Let's get to the next topic. Stevie J catches Faith Evans cheating. Okay, so Stevie J goes out sad here. Stevie J is in the role of one of his exes, like Mimi or Jocelyn, in this role because he's devastated as he finds out Faith Evans belongs to the streets and cheats on him in his own house.
Just like a woman.
All right, so let's get into this video.
We lied. Leave me alone.
I heard you.
So you happy about it, bitch?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You are?
She belongs to the streets.
That's what you like to do? How can you disrespect me, though? I ain't do nothing to you. All I did was love you. And you do that to me? How can you do that to me? But how can you do it to me, though? Please, but how can you do that to me? How can you somebody
don't
on me?
Don't touch me.
I can do
don't
that
touch me.
I
get
can,
your hand off
I
me.
Can.
Get your hands
but
off
how can
me.
You somebody on me.
Get your hands
how can you
off
somebody on me.
Of me.
When I'm
get
watching
your hand
you
off
your son
me,
every
please.
Day.
Get your hands off of me.
I'm asking.
Please.
But how
just
can you
stop.
Somebody on me?
Stop!
How can you
stop.
Somebody on me? You can do whatever. You can spend as you want to.
Jesus, go somewhere.
Fuck. No, I ain't
fuck
going nowhere.
Out of here. Here you go with your dumb shit.
No, you
grow the fuck up. This is what I don't want to be bothered with. Get the fuck out.
Okay, now Stevie J is going outside. Okay, I wanted to get the unedited video, the uncensored video without the Tasha K watermark on it. But shout out to Tasha K for monopolizing the footage. I couldn't find it anywhere. Stevie J going outside. Going outside here. I thought you loved me. How can you do this to me? Like, you sound like a bitch, my nigga. I'm sorry. You're recording this and you're putting this out. Like, what did you expect? Like, I don't even understand the outcome that he wanted out of this. Is this just for his divorce proceedings?
Damn, son.
But to put it on IG Live? I don't know what it is with people running to IG Live for the sympathy of the fans.
We don't care.
Let me tell you.
We don't care.
Crying to me and I'm not having that.
Stevie J should have just cut his losses and dipped.
Fuck this shit, I'm
Stevie
out.
Stevie J's going outside. All right, what else do we got here?